Islam in daily life. The resurgence of Islam is a phenomenon which distinguishes the 20th century from the preceding two centuries, when alien ideologies and hunger for global domination on the part of the colonial powers created circumstances inimical to the spirit and philosophy of Islam, as it is clearly exhibited in the apologetic attitude which many Muslims and scholars and leaders had adopted towards their religion. Now Islam is felt to be a living force, and Muslims find it very convenient to establish their identity by emphasizing Islamic principles and by putting these principles in practice in their everyday life. Sometimes it simply takes the form of protecting the right image of Islam and removing the erroneous ideas and unfounded prejudices about it. The Geneva-based Islam and the West International Society is making significant progress in its effort to foster understanding and friendship between Islamic states on the one hand and the countries of Western Europe on the other, according to its chairman Habib Chatti. Chatti, former Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, said initial projects of society to clear misunderstanding between the two sides were gathering momentum. Most Western countries have approved a plan to revise textbooks containing derogatory remarks and wrong information about Islam. Committees revising such textbooks have completed their review of the intermediate and secondary level books, and efforts are underway to revise university texts, Chatti said. He said the society was determined to improve the image of Islam in the West. Misgivings in the West about Islam, he said, were being exploited by the Zionist enemy, who has been carrying on a sinister campaign against Islam and its values. Our objective was to counter this campaign and to project Islam in its true perspective to the Western reader, he stressed. Chatti pointed out that the first efforts of the society in this direction were to save the future generation in Western Europe from prejudices. If older generations in those countries were misinformed through Zionist campaigns and wrong information in their school textbooks, the future generations should be given a chance to know Islam better, he said. The society will also organize next year a conference to examine the problems of Muslims living in the West. There are a large number of Muslims in many European countries, and the aim of this conference is to discuss ways and means of improving their lot, he added. Chatti pointed out that the society has, in this regard, succeeded in influencing the French government to allocate time for Muslim programs on Sunday television, as they do for Christians and other religious groups. Despite Zionist opposition, we managed to get a 15-minute program for Muslims on French television, and we hope they will increase it to half an hour, he said. The Islam and the West Society was founded in 1979. It has 30 branches in different European and Islamic states. To achieve the same goals, some of the best and most famous examples of Islamic art will be on display in Switzerland in a four-month exhibition, which started in June. Among the items on view at the Treasures of Islam exhibition in Geneva is the magnificent 14th-century manuscript of the History of the World by Rashid al-Din. The beautifully illustrated collections of 63 folios is one of 367 works of arts to be shown. It will be the first such exhibition to be held in Switzerland, and many of the exhibits are to be loaned from private collections in Geneva. Part of the exhibition will focus on a group of works of art from the Al-Sabah collection in Kuwait, which is making available 15 objects. These range from jewelry to architectural decoration, like the 8th century blind niche from Greater Syria. The organizers stress that the display is not an attempt to provide a definite survey of the Islamic art, but to highlight various aspects of Islamic culture. One of the strongest of the 8 sections in the exhibition will be that dealing with books and manuscripts. Some of the most exquisite examples of Kufic calligraphy found in a 12th century Holy Quran will also be on view. Ceramic metal objects will also feature prominently. In this section there will be, for example, a 10th century tin-glazed earthenware bowl from Mesopotamia. Arms and armor form another section of the exhibition, as do textile and carpets. The display was opened officially on June the 24th by the Swiss Foreign Minister Pierre Aubert, in the presence of many of the contributors to the project. Among the other major contributors to the exhibition are Prince Sadruddin Aga Khan and the Bern History Museum. The exhibition, which includes many pieces never before put on public view, will be open until the end of October. In order to create a greater understanding of Islam, the Quran is being translated into different languages of the world. Recently, the president of scholarly research, IFTA, the ruling, Dawa, the call and guidance, Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, conferred recently with a visiting Muslim delegation from China, headed by Al-Hajj Hassan Kibuli, governor of Ning China State. During the meeting, the delegation sought the help of Saudi Arabia in the translation of the meanings of the Holy Quran into the Chinese language and its contributions toward the construction of mosques and schools there. The delegation leader said more than 14 million Muslims in China were making efforts to propagate Islam and establish cultural centers to enlighten themselves about their religion. They continue to hold on to their religion and Islamic culture and are seeking further contacts with the Muslim world. He lauded the efforts of the Muslim World League in spreading Islam and helping Muslims everywhere, and said his country has more than 1,400 mosques. The delegation on its visit to the kingdom met in Makkah with Muslim World League Secretary General Dr. Abdullah Omar Nassif. Nassif reviewed with Kibuli ways of strengthening relations between the League and Chinese Muslims, as well as continued support extended to them by the League. And that concludes our program for today, prepared by Dr. Saeed Al-Nabi.